Industries fall into three categories or classes by type of output. Class number one, capital, resources. Class number two, goods, commodities, or use. Dissipative. Class number three, services, action of population. Class number one, industries exist at three levels. Nature, sources of energy and raw materials. Government, printing of currency equal to gross national product and expansion of currency in excess of GNP. Three, banking, loaning of money for interest, an extension, counterfeiting of economic value through deposit loan accounts, inflation. Class two, industries exist as producers of tangible or consumer dissipated products. This sort of activity is usually recognized and labeled by the public as an industry. Class number three, industries are those which have service rather than a tangible product as their output. These industries are called households and governments. Their output is human activity of a mechanical sort, and their basis is population. Aggregation. The whole economic system can be represented by a three-industry model if one allows the names of the outputs to be capital, goods, and services. The problem with this representation is that it would not show the influence of, say, the textile industry on the ferrous metal industry. This is because both the textile industry and the ferrous metal industry would be contained within a single classification called the goods industry. And by this process of combining or aggregating those two industries under one system block, they would lose their economic individuality. The E model. The national economy consists of simultaneous flows of production, distribution, consumption, and investment. If all these elements, including labor and human functions, are assigned a numerical value in like units of measure, say $1,939, then this flow can be further represented by a current flow in an electric circuit, and its behavior can be predicted and manipulated with useful precision. The three ideal passive energy components of electronics, the capacitor, the resistor, and the inductor, correspond to the three ideal passive energy components of economics, called the pure industries of capital, goods, and services, respectively. Economic capacitance represents the storage of capital in one form or another. Economic conductance represents the level of conductance of materials for the production of goods. Economic inductance represents the inertia of economic value in motion. This is a population phenomenon known as services. Economic inductance. An electrical inductor, e.g. a coil of wire, has an electric current as its primary phenomenon and a magnetic field as its secondary phenomenon, inertia. Corresponding to this, an economic inductor has a flow of economic value as its primary phenomenon and a population field as its secondary phenomenon of inertia. When the flow of economic value, e.g. money, diminishes, the human population field collapses in order to keep the economic value flowing. Extreme case, war. This public inertia is a result of consumer buying habits, expected standard of living, etc., and is generally a phenomenon of self-preservation. Inductive factors to consider. Population, magnitude of the economic activities of the government, the mother of financing these government activities, see Peter Paul Principle, Inflation of the Currency. Translation. A few examples will be given. Charge. Coulombs. Dollars. $1939. Flow. Current. amperes, coulombs per second, dollars of flow per year. Motivating force, volts, dollars, output, demand. Conductance, amperes per volt, dollars of flow per year per dollar demand. Capacitance, coulombs per volt, dollars of production inventory stock per dollar demand. The flow relationships and self-destructive oscillations. An ideal industry may be symbolized electronically by various ways. The simplest way is to represent a demand by a voltage and a supply by a current. When this is done, the relationship between the two becomes what is called an admittance, which can result from three economic factors: hindsight flow, present flow, and foresight flow. Now, foresight flow is the result of that property of living entities to cause energy, food, to be stored for a period of low energy, e.g. winter. It consists of demands made upon the economic system for that period of low energy, winter season. In a production industry, it takes several forms, one of which is known as production stock or inventory. In electronic symbology, this scientific industry, specific industry, demand, a pure capital industry, is represented by capacitance, and the stock or resource is represented by a stored charge. Satisfaction of an industry demand suffers a lag because of the loading effect of inventory prioritizations. Present flow ideally involves no delays. It is, so to speak, input today for output today, a hand-to-mouth flow. Hindsight flow is known as habit or inertion. In electronics, this phenomenon is the characteristic of an inductor. Economic analog, a pure service industry, in which a current flow, economic analog, flow of money, creates a magnetic field, economic analog, active human population, which, if the current money flow begins to diminish, collapses war to maintain the current flow of money, energy. Other large alternatives to war as economic inductors or economic fly holes are an open-ended special warfare program, or enormous but fruitful open-ended space program. The problem with stabilizing the economic system is that there is too much demand on account of too much greed and too much population. This creates excessive economic inductance, which can only be balanced with economic capacitance, true resources or value, e.g. goods or services. The social welfare program is nothing more than an open-ended credit balance system which creates a false capital industry to give non-productive people a roof over their heads and food in their stomachs. This can be useful, however, because the recipients become state property in return for the gift, a standing army for the elite. For he who pays the piper picks the tune. Those who get hooked on economic drug must go to the elite for a fix. In this, the method of introducing large amounts of stabilizing capacitance is by borrowing on the future credit of the world. This is a fourth law of motion, onset, and consists of performing an action and leaving the system before the reflected reaction returns to the point of action, a delayed reaction. The means of surviving the reaction is by changing the system before the reaction can return. By this means, politicians become popular in their own time, and the public pays for it later. In fact, the measure of such a politician is the delay time. The same thing is achieved by a government by printing money beyond the limit of the gross national product, an economic process called inflation. This puts a large quantity of money into the hands of the public and maintains a balance against their greed, creates a false confidence in them, and for a while stays the wolf from the door. They must eventually revert to war to balance the account, because war ultimately is merely the act of destroying the creditor. And politicians are the publicly hired hitmen that justify the act to keep the responsibility and blood off the public conscience. See section on consent factors and social economic structuring. If the people really cared about their fellow man, they would control their appetites, greed, procreation, etc., so that they would not have to operate on a credit or welfare social system, which steals from the worker to satisfy the bum. Since most of the general public will not exercise restraint, there are only two alternatives to reduce the economic inductance in the system. One, let the populace bludgeon each other to death in war, which will only result in a total destruction of the living earth. Or two, take control of the world by the use of economic silent weapons in a form of quiet warfare and reduce the economic inductance of the world to a safe level by a process of benevolent slavery and genocide. The latter option has been taken as the obviously better one. At this point, it should be crystal clear to the reader why absolute secrecy about the silent weapons is necessary. The general public refuses to improve its own mentality and its faith in its fellow man. It has become a herd of proliferating barbarians, and so to speak, a blight upon the face of the earth. They do not care enough about economic science to learn why they have not been able to avoid new... avoid war despite religious morality, and their religious or self-gratifying refusal to deal with earthly problems renders the solution of the earthly problem unreachable by them. It is left to those few who are truly willing to think survive as the fittest to survive, to solve the problem for the problems as the few who really care. Otherwise, exposure of the silent weapon would destroy our only hope of preserving the seed of future true humanity. The following Q can be given a block symbol as follows. So I'm looking at a diagram where it says industry Q, and there are all these arrows into it and one arrow out of it. Very, very technical electrical circuitry here. Gonna skip some of this stuff. More formulae. More mathematics meant to wow you. There are technical coefficients. There are more definitions. Economic engineers achieve the same result in studying the behavior of the economy and the consumer publicly by carefully selecting a staple commodity such as beef, coffee, gasoline, or sugar, and then causing a sudden change or shock in its price or availability, thus kicking everybody's budget and buying habits out of shape. Then they observe the shock waves, which result by monitoring the changes of advertising, prices, and sales that, such as other commodities. The objective of such studies is to acquire the know-how to set the public economy into a predictable state of motion and change, even a controlled self-destruction state of motion, which will convince the public that certain experts, people, should take control of the money system and re- there's no word here, security, rather than liberty and justice for all. When the subject citizens are rendered unable to control their financial affairs, they of course become totally enslaved, a source of cheap labor. Not only the prices of commodities, but also the availability of labor can be used as the means of shock testing. Labor strikes deliver excellent test shocks to the economy, especially in the critical service areas of trucking, transportation, communication, public utilities, energy, water, garbage, etc. By shock testing, it is found that there is a direct relationship between the availability of money flowing in an economy and the psychological outlook and response of masses of people dependent upon that availability. For example, there is a measurable quantitative relationship between the price of gasoline and the probability that a person would experience a headache, feel a need to watch a violent movie, smoke a cigarette, or go to a tavern for a mug of beer. It is most interesting that by observing and measuring the economic modes by which the public tries to run from their problems and escape from reality, and by applying the mathematical theory of operations research, it is possible to program computers to predict the most probable combination of created events, shocks, which will bring about complete control and subjectation of the public. Through a subversion of the public economy by shaking the plum tree.